This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 19. The Lion's Den. Our passage comes from Daniel chapter 6. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel was a faithful follower of the Lord, even though he lived in exile in Babylon, and he had been appointed as one of the king's top administrators. The other administrators were jealous of Daniel, however, and they wanted to destroy him. So they tricked the king into making a decree that said anyone who prayed to any god except the king should be thrown into a den of hungry lions. What did Daniel do in response to that? He prayed to God, asking for help. Daniel trusted in God because he knew that God is more powerful than any king or decree. Did Daniel complain to God? Did Daniel claim it was not right to end his life in a lion's den when he had been faithful all his life? No, Daniel did not do things like that. Instead, he praised God and gave thanks for all of God's blessings, even in this difficult situation. And the next morning, when the king went to check on him, Daniel said, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions." Later, however, when the king had Daniel's enemies thrown into the lion's den for trying to destroy Daniel, God punished them. Before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. God is alive and has power over even our worst enemies. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Almighty God, help us in your strength to overcome whatever trials we may face. Guide us to seek you and to honor you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.